Okay, I had a question for you, Ron. You seem to be in the know on a lot of things because you talk to a lot of people. Do you know what the status is of the NOAA weather station transmitter that covers this area over here in Petoskey? I think it's NOAA Channel 4. I don't know which frequency it broadcasts on, but I had heard that the antenna was damaged from the ice storm and they hadn't yet repaired it, but nobody seems to know when that's going to be repaired. Kind of surprised that it hasn't been done given the number of boaters in the, you know, northern Lake Michigan area that would rely on that. But the Goodhart Tower still seems to be down. Have you heard anything?
No, specifically I have not, but I noticed that myself. I thought that it was back after the ice storm. I'll swear I heard it because it's usually my go-to for, you know, testing antennas and rubber ducks and HTs in the house and stuff. I'm not sure if it's Channel 4 or Channel 8, but I think it's 475, 162-475. And no, I haven't heard, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be opposed, and I would sort of suggest that you just call the weather office in Gaylord and ask them. They ought to know. And I did notice it was down. It's funny, I have a, you know, VHF marine radio on the little boat as well as the big boat. And I got the little boat ready, you know, got it unwinterized and brought it home and made sure everything worked. And, you know, one of the things I did was look for the weather channel, and I couldn't find it. There are a couple of, I think the Alpena and the Rogers City one is sort of there. It's pretty weak. This was just the other day, too. So, yeah, I share your concerns with the coverage out in the Great Lakes. And it's weird because I also just saw a story today about a guy that requested a QSL card, or a, you know, it's really not a QSL card because there's no conversation, but proof of life, you know, proof of monitoring, there's a name for it, I don't remember it, from CHU, which is, you know, the Canadian version of WWV, they shut down as well. It's just the other day, and this guy had a picture of the confirmation of receipt card that he had requested and actually got in the mail before they went away.